So we got to four lines down from the top. We're discussing the various halachas of Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sach, and Shoel. So Gemara wants to know now, four lines down, Gneva Vaveda Bishoel Minalan. How do we know that a Shoel is Chayiv in Gneva Vaveda? Because the Pesukim never say it explicitly. It only talks about Shvura and Shvuya and Mesa with regards to Shoel, but it doesn't ever mention the halachas of Gneva Vaveda. So Gemara wants to know, how do we know they're Chayiv? So Gemara answers, V'chitema Nelef Mishvura Mesa. You could learn it from Shvur Mesa. Ma'at l'Shvur Mesa, the lo efshar, the mitrach v'asuye. We know a shoel is chayiv when the animal dies or it gets broken, where there's nothing you could do. It's whatever is done is done. And yet, there's still chayiv. So, tomer b'gneva v'aveda, the efshar l'mitrach v'asuye. In which case, when it comes to gneva v'aveda, where they go out and find it, so certainly they should be chayiv. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says, tomer b'gneva v'aveda, the efshar l'mitrach v'asuye, v'ikol meymar, yachzer ba'le achra ulai timta. So we're saying maybe you're going to learn from Shvur Mesa. You can't learn that because Shvur Mesa is done forever. There's nothing to do. So therefore, you have to replace it. But you're going to say by Gneva Aveda where he's able to find the original animal. So maybe you shouldn't have to replace it and pay for it there. So you can't derive it from Shvur Mesa. Maybe only those cases are chayv, but not Gneva Aveda. Ella, what's the source that Shoel is chayv in Gneva Aveda? Ella ki ha. Like the following brisa, Desanya Venishbar o Mes. If the animal breaks its leg or it dies, Ainli Ella Shvur Mesa. What about Gneva Vaveda Minayin? Amris Kavachomer. We're learning Kavachomer. Mas Shomer Sachar. Shepater Mishvura Umesa. The Shomer Sachar is pater if the animal dies, or if the animal gets broken, or the object gets broken. Chayiv. But he's Chayiv Gneva Vaveda. So a Shoel who's Shechayiv Shvur Mesa. He's Chayiv if the animal dies or if the kalim break. So Ainla Din Shechayiv Gneva Vaveda. So certainly he should be Chayiv if the animal gets stolen or lost guarding the Shoel. So the Gemara says, "V'zehu kavachomer she'ena lav tshuva." This is a kavachomer that there is no question to. This is a completely sound kavachomer. My ain lav tshuva. What would the theoretical question be that we could certainly just knock off pretty easily? The Gemara explains, "V'chitaim." If you're going to ask ikal mifrach, ma'ala shomer sachar, shekein b'shalom tashlum kefil, b'toring tainus listim mizuyin. No, because maybe shomer sachar is more strict. In that there's a case, there's a scenario where the Shomer Sachar would pay double if he's towing that he was taken by some list of mizuyin, some armed robbers, which he couldn't prevent, which is a case of ones. So he's chayved, he's pater, he says that. And if it turns out that the Shomer Sachar himself took the item, so then he's chayved to pay kefil. So there's a chumra that exists by Shomer Sachar, but that chumra and shoel can never get to a case of kefil because he's never pater in any, he's chayved in everything. So maybe there's a chumra that Shomer Sachar has. So too, the Gneva Veda may only apply to Shomer Sachar and doesn't apply to a Shoel. So the Gemara says, Afilu hachi krona d'shog adifa. Still, despite that fact, the fact that a Shoel has to pay Karen across the board is viewed as more strict than that of the Shomer Sachar having to pay double in that one area, similar to what we saw yesterday. So having to pay Karen in more scenarios is worse than having to pay Kefil in one very specific area. So therefore, Shoel is more chomer, and you can learn a kavachomer just like Shomer Sachar is chayiv in Gneva v'aveda. Certainly, Shoel is chayiv in Gneva v'aveda. So then the Gemara suggests Ibai Zema. Another suggestion is Kesavar listim mizuyin gazlanu. Maybe one makes a taina of listim mizuyin, he's considered a gazlan. He's not considered ones. And look at Rashi. Rashi says gazlanu. It's right around where we are in the Gemara now. Actually, the Rashi says vafilu nishba Shomer Sachar akach l'sheker. Even if he lies and says it was taken from me with armed robbers. Still, nimsa shahaya etzlo. It turned out he was holding on to the object the whole time. Lo mechayev kefil. He's not chayev kefil. Shein kefil ela begonev o poter atzma betaynis ganav shomer nignava bimeni v'nishba bo edim. He's only pater if he claims gneva. Ve'ein zos ela b'shomer chinam shepater b'gneva. When it comes to a case of gneva, is when you're chayev kefil. That only applies to a shomer chinam has that p'tur of gneva and a chayev kefil if he lies. When it comes to something that's gzela, like listed mizuyin gzela, that will never amount to a kefil, which means that Shomer Sachar has no chumras more than a shoel. A Shomer Sachar would never pay kefil. So shoel is certainly chumr across the board, and therefore you can learn a kavachomer. If a Shomer Sachar is chayiv in Gneva Aveda, certainly shoel is chayiv in Gneva Aveda. Gemara now says Ashkechan l'chiv. So we now find that there's a chiv Gneva Aveda for a shoel. But liftor minon. How do we know he's pater if the shoel it has the has a Baal of Imo. We know Baal of Imo, if he's with him when it breaks or when it dies, so then the Shoel is Pater. But how do we know that same Baal of Imo applies when it's stolen from her or lost? Because remember, the Pasuk Baal of Imo never says Gneva Vaveda in the Parsha of Shoel. We just learned it from a drush, from a Kal Vachomer we learned it. So how do we know Baal of Imo would apply even to the din of Gneva Vaveda for the Shoel? So the Gemara says, you can learn it out from Shvur Mesa. Just like Shvur Mesa, the Shoel is normally Chayiv, but if it's Baal of Imo, he would be Pater. So too, Gneva Vaveda, normally the Shoel is Chayiv, but if it's a case of Baal of Imo, maybe he should be Pater. So maybe learn it from there. But you can't, because Ma'al Shvur Umesa Shekein Ones. When the animal dies or the object breaks, that's Ones. So there's more reason, more room to exempt the Shoel of Baal of Imo. Where there's Gneva of Aveda, where there's some level of Pshia, so maybe he shouldn't have the Ptur Baal of Imo. So Ella, what's the source? Gamar Mishomer Sachar. We learn from Shomer Sachar that what? Look at Rashi, Gamar Mishomer Sachar. Ma Shomer Sachar Bibal of Pater Begneva of Aveda. Even though normally the Shomer Sachar is Chayvin Gneva of Aveda, if it's Baal of Imo, he's Pater. So Af Shoel. So to the Shoel, if he's borrowing the object with the owners, and the Gneva Vaveda have the same Ptur as Shomer Sachar. So then the Gemara wants to know, this is very involved, Josh, you have to hold cup here. The Shomer Sachar, Gufei Minal. And how do we know that the Shomer Sachar himself has a Ptur of Baal of Imo when it's Gneva Vaveda? So the Gemara explains that Minalan, Gamrei Chiyuva de Shomer Sachar, Michiyuva de Shoel. We learn the chiyuv of we're learning that the chiyuv shomer sachar from the chiyuv of shoel that what and malahalan bebailim ptur pater af kan bebailim pater. So just like shoel has the ptur of baal imo, so too the heter baal imo applies to
shoel.
Right. It's different levels,
same thing
though.
Right.
Exactly, right. But we see that concept baal imo, even though it's a different case, but that general concept applies to shoel. So now we're plugging into Shomer Sachav, the Ptur of Baal of Imo. So that's the suggestion we're saying, how we know the Ptur of Baal of Imo now applies back to Shoel. So again, Shoel is the source, Baal of Imo applies to the Onus. Then we take that connection, we say Baal of Imo applies to Shomer Sachar for Gneva Aveda. Now we're flipping it back to Shoel, that Shoel learned all halachas of Gneva Aveda from Shomer Sachar. It learns the Chi of Gneva Aveda from Shomer Sachar, but it also learns the Ptur of Baal of Imo from Shomer Sachar, which really learned it out from Shoel. So it's all very circular. The Gemara wants to know now, Bimai Gamar, which drush is being used for learning this concept of Shomer Sachar to Shomer to Shoel. Iba Mematzinu, if that's the concept we find in this place, that we could apply it elsewhere. So then Ikele Mifrach, you could ask a question, like we asked above, Shekein Ones. No, maybe only the Ptur Shvur of Ones is the Ptur of Baal of Imo to Shoel. But whoever says you could apply that Baal of Imo Ptur to a Shomer Sachar. So then the Gemara says, so Ella can't be through a Babe Matzinu. What's the source that we have Baal of Imo? Ella Amakra, Vichi Yisha, the extra Vav, Vichi, and also Sheila, which is the third parsha of the three parshas of Shomrim, Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. We're saying, and in addition to what we learned earlier from Shomer Sachar, the Yilmad Elyon Mitachon. We're learning the above. Elyon is always the earlier one, because in the Parshas in the Torah, Elyon is higher up in the Parsha, in the Torah. So we're learning Elyon, Shomer Sachar, we're learning from Tachton, from the lower Parsha, from that of Shoel. So just like Shoel has a Ptur of Baal of Imo, so too the Shomer Sachar has a Ptur of Baal of Imo from that extra Vav connecting these two Parshios. So then the Gemara says, Vakati Shoel Mishomer Sachar Lo Gamar. But how do you now learn Shoel? So now we right now know Shomer Sachar could learn Baal of Imo. So again, the source down here is Shoel has Baal of Imo as a Ptur. The Vav brings that Ptur back up to Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar also has the Ptur Baal of Imo. How do you know now to bring it back down that the Ptur Baal of Imo of Gneva Veda now comes back down to teach me Shoel has the same Ptur of Baal of Imo in the world of Gneva Vaveda? Because remember, it doesn't say Gneva Vaveda explicitly in the Parsha of Shoel. It's two steps removed to allow yourself to apply the Ptur Baal of Imo to Gneva Vaveda of Shoel. So you could still ask the question again, Vakati Shoel Mishomer Sachar Lo Gamar, you can't learn it because Dikla Mifrach, Ma'al Shomer Sachar, Shekein Pate Beshvur Vamesa. So there's a certain cool we have by Shomer Sachar. He's not Chayv to pay an Onsen. The Tomer, you're going to say where Shoel is Chayv Beshvur Vamesa, he is Chayv an Onsen. So maybe he shouldn't have an extra kula of Baal of Imo regarding Gneva Vaveda. So then the Gemara says, you know what? El Gneva Vaveda Beshoel L'chiyuva minalan. How do you know what's the source in Shoel that Shoel's chayiv and Gneva Aveda? Let's look back at that source. It doesn't say Gneva Aveda in the Parsha. So how do you know is Shoel's chayiv? We learned the Gamar Mishomer Sachar. We're learning it out from a Shomer Sachar, just like a Shomer Sachar is chayiv and Gneva Aveda. So do we say Shoel's chayiv and Gneva Aveda? So now the Gemara invokes that concept of Daya. Remember the Gemara in Baba Kama? Daya Lavo Min Hadin, Leos Kenido. So whatever the source is, in this case Shomer Sachar, that's teaching us. It's being Mechayiv another halacha. So it can never be greater than the source. So if the source of Shomer Sachar, which is teaching Neva Vaveda to Shoel, so we can't be greater than, we can't be worse than Shomer Sachar. So therefore we say, Ma Gneva Vaveda of Shomer Sachar, it's Chayiv, but if it's Bebailim Pater, so Af, Gneva Vaveda, the Shoel, Nami, has a Ptur Bebailim Pater, because the source, the Nidon, cannot be more Chomer than the Minadin, and the initial source. So Ptur applies across the board. So then the Gemara says, Hanicha, this makes sense, Laman de Islay Dayo, if you really make such a drush of Dayo, but not everybody holds this way. Laman de Leslay Dayo, Ma'ik Lamemer, if you hold that Dayo, it's not limited. Once you have a source, you could apply it as great as it could be applied to Shoel. So maybe you wouldn't have that Ptur of Baal of Imo. So what's the source that Baal of Imo is a Ptur of Gneva of Veda for Shoel? Ela Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'chi Yishal Va Mosav Al Inin Rishon V'yilmud Al Elyon Mitachton V'tachton Mi'elyon. That Vav is connecting in both directions. It's connecting Shoel to Shomer Sachar and Shomer Sachar to Shoel, and we figured out all the halachas. Okay? We're good. Beautiful. Gemara now says, Itmar, Pshia Bebailim. What's halacha Pshia Bebailim? We know that a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam rather, is Chayiv if he's Poshe. But let's say at the time of Pshia, the Baal's with him. Do we apply the din of Baal of Imo? Right now we have Baal of Imo. The three basic categories. There's Pshia, there's Gneva Vaveda, and then there's Onsen. So now Baal of Imo applies to Onsen for sure. That's a first possible show up. We now know Baal of Imo applies to Gneva Vaveda because of the Vav. We want to know, is it going to apply to Pshia, if Baal of his Imo, when I'm Poshea, as a Shomer Chinam, will I be off the hook or not? So the Gemara explained, Itmar Pshia, Bebailim, Pligiba, Rav Acha, Ravina. So Machlokes Amorim. Chad Amar, one holds Chayiv, and Chad Amar, Pater. Manda Amar Chayiv, one holds your Chayiv. Kesavar is of the opinion, Mikra, Nidrash, Lefanav, Velo, Lefnei, Fanav. So remember the order of the Psukim. We have three parshas in a row, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and then Sheela, Sheoel, which is V'yishal, that Vav. So Gemara says that Vav, V'yishal, is able to be darshan only to the prior parsha, namely Shomer Sachar, but it's not able to go lo lifnei funav, to go one earlier than the earlier one. It cannot go back two parshios to Shomer Chinam, which case means that Baal of Imo does not apply to Shomer Chinam and Pshia. Hekach, therefore, the Gemara explains this all out. Im Baal of Imo, that pasuk of Sheela, which is the third parsha, Shomer Chinam lo ksiv. It's not referring to, it doesn't go back to two earlier parshas, to that of Shomer Chinam. Upshia nami b'shomer sachar v'shol lo kasev. It doesn't say explicitly anywhere pshia in the last two parshas of Shomer Sachar and Shol. Even though we know where they're responsible for pshia, it doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk. So the Hilkach, therefore, b'shomer sachar u'b'shol l'chiv asya b'kavachomer. How do we know that Yechai Poshea for a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel? It's learned from a Kavachomer b'shomer chinam. But Aval b'bailim liftor, by the ptur of bailim imo, af b'shomer sachar u'b'shoel lo. But the ptur of bailim imo does not apply to shomer to pshia. My time, why? Because kiksiv im bailim imo lo yishalim. When it says don't pay, when the bail is there, it's only referring to ashoel v'ashomer sachar, the last two parshios. Ahana chiyuva diksiv behu behedya. It's only qualifying or limiting the bailim imo. Only limits that which is explicit in the psukim of Shoel and of Shomer Sachar, but who demichtav? That's it's only but referring to back to Shomer Chinam. We don't go so far back to Shomer Chinam, which is the only place where it says beferish chay b'poshaya. So we say that the Baal of Imo does not refer to that first parsha of Shomer Chinam and your chayv pshia afilu Baal of Imo. But what about the man damar pater? They are pater for Shomer for a pshia b'bailim. Kesavar mikra nidrash lefanav vilifnei fanav. It's able to go back not only to the prior one, but even the parsha there too before the v'yishal. V'chiksev im bal imo ashomer chinam namiksev. It also is referring to the first parsha of Shomer Chinam, whereby it does say pshia. So bal imo is a patur for pshia. So this is the machlokas between Rav Acha and Ravina. You look at Tosis for a second. Tosis writes the last one, Itmar Pshia Bebailim, Pasak Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ptur, Mitam, the Pater, we Paskin Pater, why? The Chalhechi, the Pligir of Acha, Ravina, whenever there's machlokas between these two, this is a klal, halacha, kidivre, hamekel. We don't care who says what, we always go the makel opinion. Afal gavda vichumri, even though it's a chumra legave the mafkid, because he's losing out, he doesn't get repaid back. Mikol makom chashiv kula liftur hamuchsa kidamrina nsafik mamona lekula. Since from the perspective of the shomer it's a kula, we go based on his perspective, and we are makel in this halacha. The pshim bebaila, pshim bebailim is pater. Okay. Gemara now quotes our Mishnah. Tanan, last few lines of the Amud here. Tanan hashoel es hapara vishal bal of imo. You borrow the cow and you borrow the owner with it. Hashol is a power of a sachar ba'ala imav, or maybe you hire the owner with it. Shal ba'ala o sacharan, you first borrow or hire him out. Acharkach, afterwards, shal hapar, then you are borrowing the cow. Umay, so the animal dies. In all those circumstances, you're pater. So the only examples the Mishnah says is she'ela and shomer sachar. But ilu shomer chinam lo katani doesn't say the case of shomer chinam, which is mashma that shomer chinam does not have the ptur of bal of imo. So Gemara says, wait a second, latameh shomer sachar mi katani. It only says socher. It doesn't say a shomer sachar in this case. So two shomer are left out. Ella. So therefore, tana milsa de ksiva. It only wrote Mishnah only referred to the case of tiksiva behedya katani dasim midrasha. The Mishnah only gave examples of things that were written explicitly in the Parsha as opposed to that which wasn't written explicitly. So what's that, says Rashi? The Chsiva Behedya in the top of Tzadi Heim Rebeis, the Chsiva Behedya, that which is written explicitly, Shol the Chsiva Ptur Bebailim Behedya, Katani Bemasisin Bebailim Ptur. But that which is Asim Midrasha, says Rashi, Shar Shomim Da'asa Bahu Ptur Midrasha Lo Katani. So Rashi says, Hacha Bebraisa Garcin Schara Veschar Bala Ima. So the question is, doesn't the Mishnah mention the case of a socher? It does mention it. It really is it's a socher. So how come that's not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk? That's the case we said wasn't anywhere mentioned. Has it answered the question? I'm not sure why it's ignoring the case of socher.
In both the cases that it's talking about, it says Sachar and Shaul Balel, but in both cases, weren't you Shaul the par?
Yeah, but that Sheila, so as long as the Kalim or the Behema, the Chefto is Sheila, regardless of what you did for the Baal. So the Baal could have came to you as a Shomer Sachar or even as a Shaul, that doesn't apply. Okay, fine. Gwarna brings another Raya for the question of whether Pshi Bebailim is Pater Achayv. Toshma, two lines down inside the Hemer base. Toshma, Sheila Vishal Bala, Bala Ima, you borrow the animal and you borrow the owner. Schara Vishachar Bala, here you rent the animal, your Schira is here, and Sachar Bala, you rent the owner as well, Ima, or Sheila Vishachar Bala, Ima, or Sachar Vishal Bala, Ima, any combination of Schira and Sheila would work. Afa pi shabailim osin mlacha b'makom acher. Even though the owner is doing work elsewhere, umesa, but the animal dies here, pater. That's considered the din of sheila b'bailim. So we see from here, there's no mention of shomer chinam here. So we see shomer chinam must be chayiv in pshia afil bal of imo. Mar says svarua. The initial thought is hamani. Who's the author of this brayser? Rabbi Yehudi damar socher kishomer sachar damim, where he categorizes this. Shomer Sachar, Socher is a Shomer Sachar, Vaha, then therefore what? Rashi says here, V'tana Socher Bebailim Pater, V'hu Adin L'Shomer Sachar, V'Shomer Chinam Lo Katani. So this is the initial thought that since Socher here is the same thing as Shomer Sachar, so Shomer Chinam is left off the list, and therefore we hold Shomer Chinam is Chayiv Bailav Imo. So Gemara says, Vaha Hai Tana Katani Mos Dasa Mejasha. Vilu Shomer Chinam Lo Katani. As we say, they are mentioning a drasha. It's mentioning Shomer Sacha, which we learned from a drasha, but doesn't mention Shomer Chinam. Mara says, Hamani, who is this? Rabbi Meir. He's really Rabbi Meir. Damar Socher Kishomer Chinam Dami. And Itana Shomer Chinam, who had din the Shomer Sacha, it does mention it. It does mention, by mentioning Socher, Socher is equivalent to Shomer Chinam in the world of Rabbi Meir. So it does actually mention Shomer Chinam, and it also, Shomer Sacha has the same halacha. So therefore, if you assume Rabbi Meir is the author here, that this, again, depends on how you qualify Shomer, how you qualify a socher, that's going to be the understanding of this mishnah. If you assume socher is shomer chinam, so shomer chinam is mentioned. If you assume socher is really shomer socher, then shomer chinam is not mentioned. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima. Alternatively, kidemachlev rabba baravua, like he switched, we saw already a couple of times. Vitani, socher, ketzad ha mishan, how does a socher pay? Rabbi Meir Omer Shomer Socher, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shomer Chinam. Even if you want to establish that this b'raisa is like Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shomer Socher, rather a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. So a Shomer Chinam is included in this b'raisa and included in the p'tur of Balav Imo. So Rashi, look at Tos on the top here. Tadi Heyman Beis. Tos is right to Bais Ema. I know Adam is probably bothered by this question. Kidemachlef Rabba, he holds Tema. This is a very, very strange point of the Gemara here because Damai Dachik Lokmik Rabbi Yehuda. Why would we try to attempt to make the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? We don't pasuk like him. The kaimalan socher kishomer socher kidemashim bereishim mafkid. Okay.
Yeah, the Maharam has a long shtickle on this pasuk.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It's particularly bothersome because even though we normally pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, we pasuk like it says Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But in this, with regards to this verse, we don't pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda.
Could be just because the whole discussion of who authored, who's behind each opinion. That could be part of the challenge here. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Hamnuna li olam hu chayv achite para v'chari. So the owner, rather the shomer, the shoel in this case, or shomer chinam, in any case of the barbailim, he's always chayv achite para v'chari shba until the Baal of Imo is mamish with him in the work, that the cow is plowing, he's with it, plowing with the cow, mamish the same malacha. And the chamor mechamer acharei, and he has the donkey schlepping the stuff, and he's mamish going after the donkey. The tour Baal of Imo has to be mamish with him. V'adshi Baal of Mashash She'ela, Shash Shavur Mesa, also the Baal has to be with him the moment he borrowed the object or the animal until the death, until it broke. Alma, Kesavar Baal of Imo, Akula Milsa Masha, means every single aspect from beginning to end, from every the actual malacha. That's the opinion of Rav Hamnuna. So it's very hard to have the p'tur of Baal of Imo. So Masav Rava, Rav asks, Shei Levashal, Baal of Imo, Sachar Vesachar, Baal of Imo, Sachar Vesachar, Baal of Imo, Shal Levashach, Schar Baal of Imo, all these cases of Shei Lev Schar, any of the four permutations, we have the p'tur. Af Al Pisha, Bailam Osin Malacha, B'makom acher, he's doing a malacha elsewhere, he is, and mesa, he's potter. So my lab b'malacha acher, it's not that he's doing a different malacha in a different location, and yet we have the p'tur of Baal of Imo, where it says, lo, b'oso malacha. And that's, the mamash should be doing the same malacha, doing charisha, just like the shore is doing charisha. That's the p'tur of Baal of Imo. But ela, my makom acher, how do you understand makom acher? Elsa, what's that trying to teach us? The kamarfe v'ozel kame. Where the Baal is going in front of the shore and he's first softening the land with some shovel, and then afterwards, immediately afterwards, the cow follows off and finishes the plowing. Mamish, that's something makom acher, just a few feet in front of him, but mamish be'oso b'lacha to have the p'tur of a Baal of Imo. V'hamid de Seifa, from the fact that the Seifa says though in that brisa, al gava, mamish al gava, like in the same plowing place, mamish the same place. So, Havi Reisha B'Malacha Acheres. Sounds like the Reisha is referring to he's doing a different Malacha. The Katani, what does the Seifa say? The Katani Seifa, She'ela V'Charkach Shah Bala, Sachar V'Charkach Sachar Bala Ima, Afa Pisha Bailam, Chorshin Agava Umesa Chayiv. If you only borrow the owner or hire the owner after you already borrow the object, that's already too late because the moment you borrowed it, you have to have the Baal there. So I borrow this cow for a few moments before I borrow the owner. So that p'tur Baal of Imo doesn't apply. And even though, he says, even though it's a mamish in the same place, I'm doing mamish the same digging as the shore is doing, you are still chayiv. So the fact that the seifa is in the case of agava, mamish the same place, in the case of the resh is probably in a different melacha achar, it's a different type of melacha. So the Gemara says no. Amri Reisha v'Seifa b'Osa Melacha. Both cases, the Reisha and the Seifa are referring to doing mamish the same Melacha, the same Charisha. The Reisha Rebusa Kamash Melon and the Seifa Rebusa Kamash Melon. They each have a Chiddush to teach us. What's the Chiddush? Reisha Rebusa Kamash Melon telling us the Chiddush. De'af agav de'lav al gava el b'Osa Melacha. Even though it's not mamish doing the same digging at the same moment, but it's the same Melacha, even though it's a few feet away, came in the Havu Bailim Bishas Shela Pater. As long as they had the Shela's Bailim at the same time, the Ptur applies, even though he's not doing the same digging, he's just a few feet in front, the Ptur applies. The Sefer Abusa Kamashman, the Chiddush of the Sefer is, even though the Baal is mamish digging the same hole at the same time as the shore, still came into Habib Babalim, came into Lo Habib Babalim Bashash Shayla, since the Baal wasn't present, wasn't there at the time of the Shayla, then he'd be chayiv to pay. So it's a Chiddush in both cases. So in the end of the day, hi Mai, what's the, so how do we understand all this? Iyamris, if we say, Bishma, it all makes sense. Reshim Mablacha, Charis Vesefa Bosa Mablacha. That Reshim is talking about a case of a different Mablacha. And Sefer is a case of the same Mablacha. Hain Rabusa, that's a Chiddush. Aliyamris, Reshim Vesefa Bosa Mablacha. If they're both referring to a case of doing the same Mablacha, both doing Harisha, my Rabusa, what's a Chiddush? Idividi Bosa Mablacha. It's both the same case. The Reshim and Sefer are just implying the opposite cases. Reshim says that you're Chayiv, you're Pater, if it's Bosa Mablacha, as long as Shela Babaylam is the beginning. Which means if Shayla was not by them at the beginning, then you'd be chayv, which is exactly what the Sefer is teaching us. So Sefer and Reish are just teaching us the two opposites of the same two sides of the same coin. So there's no need for teaching us both of them. There's not a chiddush once you taught the Reish anymore. The Ode, moreover, Tani, the Baraita tells us, Mi mashbashin emar, teach us in the pasuk im bav imo lo yishalim. If the Baal is present, you don't pay. So Eni Odeya Shim Baal of Enimo. Shalom Yishalem, do I not know if the Baal is not present? Certainly you have to pay. Say, Elama Tamalomer Baal of Imo, a Baal of Ein Imo. What is the Pasuk telling us? And if the Baal isn't there, you have to pay. We already know that. That's certainly going to be inferred from the fact that when the Baal of Imo is Chayiv, then Baal of Ein Imo, you're Pater. Why is it what's it teaching us? Lo Melchata, tell me, Haya Imo Bishash She'el, if he's there, the time of the breaking of the onus, rather the initial barring, Ein Tach Lios Imo, Bishas Shavur Omeis, he doesn't have to be present when it broke. Haya Imo Bishas Shavur Omeis, if he is present when it breaks, Tzarech Lios Imo Bishas Sheila, he has to be there. We all care about moment of Shas Sheila was the Baal there. And Tani Idach, another Brisa tells us, Bimash Mashanamar Baal of Einimo Shalem Yishalem, if the owner is not there with you and he's chayav to pay, so Eini Yodeh, do I not know She'im Baal of Imo, if he is there? So obviously Lo Yishalem, that's the clear inference. So Elama Tamar Lomer, why does the pasuk repeat this concept of Im Baal of Imo, he's Pater? Lomer Lecha, to tell you, Kaven Sheyotzim Rishus Mashil Sha'achas Bebailim Umesa Pater. Since there's a moment in time where it goes out as a Sheila and the Baal is present, you see your Pater. So we learn from all this case. This is referring to you don't need a Shas. Even a Malacha Cheres. We Pater. All we care about, we learn from these last two brayses, and sound like even from the earlier brayse, that all you have to have is Sheila Bevilim, but you don't have to have Oso Malacha. And all of this ends up being a Tiyufta, Tirav Hamnuna, Tiyufta. Because Rav Hamnuna again started off by saying, He's Chayiv until Achite Parav Vecharish Ba, Chamar Vemesa, Chamar Achrea, but Oso Malacha. All these brayses we just taught are all against Rav Hamnuna, and for that reason, it's a Tiyufta. Okay, let's stop here because this next brisa goes deep into the next page, almost halfway through this page. Let's stop here. We'll do chanan before davening.